done, all that postage has to be paid for, the envelopes and everything.
If it was done at the same time as another county-wide election, about, can you tell about how much extra then that it would cost for that?
If it's with another county-wide estimate, I'd guess $3,000 to $4,000, that's it.
A second issue would be a $3,000 to $4,000 increase.
I'm guessing. That's programming primarily, because it's not going to increase your number of judges or anything like
right.
that.
Right.
And your publication cost, keep in mind, goes up every time you add another piece on the
line.
So this $35,000 to $40,000 number would apply to the April election.
Well, if we're talking about running it on the April election, you share the cost with all the other political subdivisions. And then I won't know until after the election is certified to me, because it's based on how many political subdivisions are running an election. For instance, if Branson School District does not run an election, they normally carry the biggest share of the cost of an April election. But if they don't run an election, then I have to spread that cost out among all the other political subdivisions. And it's based on the number of registered voters within each political subdivision.
And is our memory correct? Was it something like January 21st?
24th, I believe.
24th for the deadline.
Mm-hmm. If I understood what she just said, our cost would be $3,000. Is that right? Mm-hmm.
That's only if there's another issue on the ballot.
Mm-hmm. Well, they asked what the additional cost was. So if they choose not to run an election, then you got all the $35,000. I mean, you can look at it either way.
Right.
I mean, it's both yours, so you'd be splitting the cost. Anything else for me?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks. On a positive note on yours, we do have people move in that are used to a town that have a library or something and maybe asked where your library, and we send them over to the library here, and they're kind of surprised that we don't have a public, but we explain, you know, and they think they do very well for what they have for them.
That's a tough question. Some people don't think it's necessary.
One of my concerns,
51% does, but,
if I had a previous hat on for about 18 years, and I've seen taxis quickly, the tax sales for non-paid taxis are unpaid. I'm not wording this too well. I have seen the customer find it difficult to pay the taxes, as business owners too, in the West Side. It's I know they went through tough times with the economy and everything, but I have witnessed that. We are grown for years in regard to that when it comes to tax sale time. So I visit with those people often, and I know some of them have a very hard time. And I know 10 cents doesn't sound like much, but it's not just 10 cents. It's 10 cents per 100 times. They're assess value. I don't know what the economy is going to bring. I don't come forth.
Who does? We knew that. We wouldn't be here probably. But anyway, but my whole thing is we're going to take a vote sometime. And to hold it up because I know you're a commissioner and you have the authority. But you're actually, in a sense, you're kind of voting for all the county, you know.
And all three of us were voted in by the county, so
yeah, so that's fine.
And again, I'm just one.
But
they want to make a motion, or.
But I just like to get it before the people. That's what we're asking for. So.
Do you really feel that the people will vote it in? Do you really feel?
I think there's a much better chance this time than was last time. Will there? Won't they?
We've learned a lot in the last campaign.
Still learning today.
We're still learning every day. The technology situation is changing every day, so that the availability of technology is very different than it was before. We know that not everybody in the county has internet availability, The majority of library users are senior citizens and children who come in with their parents. Those people, those kids can't get the kind of reading opportunities that it would be ideal for every kid to have. The services that are available are so limited compared to the Greene County system, for instance, the Stone County system. So,
yep.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Is roughly 2 weeks.
For my part, I'll just say that I will give it very serious thought in this next week. I got the literature you had, but I had much other literature I hadn't. And I'll talk to people that I represent. Right now I can't make the motion for it, but
I don't know that we have any need to come back. I mean, you have the question. If there's nothing, something by the 24th, and we assume that the request was denied. Is that kind of where we are at? Pretty much. All right.
Yep. You don't have to put it that harsh. I mean,
what's that?
So you don't have to put it so harsh.
Well, I'll just try to be realistic about that.
Just stating the facts.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your time.
Yes. And personally, not speaking for the board, but speaking personally, I would appreciate a response one way or the other instead of just silence.
Yeah,
that's easier to.
And I've got your name here, but I don't have a phone number. Unless you are yes, I do. I'm sorry, I have it. Okay, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time, your thoughtfulness. And we look forward to a positive response.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're at a recess, 5 minutes. Or do you need longer than 5?
That ain't my handwriting. What are you talking about?
I thought it was yours.